The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Fired Friday, 1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is share something that went terribly wrong at your job, something that you made a big mistake. And then it's time for all of us to guess whether or not you got fired. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. Brooke, what happened?
Okay, so I actually accidentally dropped a whole plate of food on someone. I'm a waiter.
What was the food?
It was pasta with red sauce.
I mean, that's like a TV show or a movie. Karate Kid. A terrible scenario. How long had you been working there?
I've been there for about 6 months. And, like, I just tripped, stumbled, and it went down.
I mean, if you trip or stumble, it's not something you're doing all the time or you're doing it because you're overloaded or paying no attention. I think you keep your job.
Have you been in trouble in the past for anything?
I mean, I've been late a couple times, but nothing major.
Were you reprimanded for being late?
Yes.
Okay. I think they fired you. It was a good excuse.
Yes.
Yep. I knew it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I picture myself in my white dinner jacket out there looking like I just stepped off a yacht. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait to taste the penne alla whatever. And then it's right in my face and on my lap.
Oh.
And I demand immediately, who is this imbecile?
But the thing is that it's hot. It's a hot dish to get on you.
Yeah.
It's like it'll burn you for sure.
Sure, not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the shirt is ruined. Nothing's coming back from this.
I think if you're a really good server and you have no problems, you get a pass. But like the worst is when people are late. It's like you can only give them so many warnings and there's like the last straw. And I bet you that was just the last straw.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mia, fired Friday. What happened at work?
Okay, so I work for a hotel, front desk. And somehow there was some kind of party in one of our special suites or whatever that happened. I was actually working, but my key card and everything was not connected to it. But since I was one of the ones working, it was only three of us, it was like eeny, meeny, miny, moe. How did those people get in there? I had food, everything and stuff, and then they trashed the whole suite. Did I get fired or
did they they blamed you for letting these people into the suite and trashing it?
So this was not a guest, not a registered
guest.
It
was not a guest. Yeah. It was employees.
Oh, the employees had a thing. So only three people had the key card to let it in.
Mm.
I mean, how about the other two? Do they accuse all three of you? Nobody fessed up to it? Was it you?
I personally was in another part of the hotel. I had no clue until somebody the next day was like, oh my gosh. And I went up to the room. I was like, oh, who did that? Oh my God. I mean, like they had a party.
All right. Well, I don't think they fired you. How are they going to pinpoint it on you if they don't have video evidence of you giving them access?
I mean, you would think, right, somebody has to be directly connected. They're going to find out, especially if you didn't attend or throw the party. Not you. You didn't get fired.
So all three of us got written up, but nobody got fired.
Okay. Yeah. I guess you have to be better at watching that door. You got to be like a bouncer when you work at a hotel.
Oh, if it was my hotel, somebody's getting canned.
I always wish I knew somebody that worked at a hotel, though. Wouldn't that be cool? Like, you think you get free rooms?
I don't think you can get away with it anymore.
No?
Like you used to. Too much surveillance. Hey, Seth, fired Friday. You tell us what happened at your job. We're going to guess whether or not you got fired.
So I don't like giving presentations and I don't like traveling for work, right? I've got a job that doesn't normally require that. But the person that does that for our company is out on maternity leave. So my boss came to me and said, look, you've got to go to the client. You've got to give this presentation. Argued. I pushed back. I fought. I didn't want to go. I had to go. They're in Springfield, Massachusetts. I accidentally booked my flight to Springfield, Missouri. And when I got to the hotel and found out that I wasn't in the right city, I couldn't give the presentation that morning. And my boss was incredibly angry.
Interesting. Okay. I think it's a lapse on your judgment. Something happened to my husband similar.
What?
Yeah. He didn't book the wrong city, God forbid. He booked the wrong return date. So he was supposed to come back. You know, he travels for work. So he was supposed to come back on like that Friday, but he booked it for the following Friday. He couldn't change his flight. He had to buy a new flight. Of course, he expensed to the company and had to go to his boss and say, hey,
like this happened.
I mean, obviously, it doesn't affect his work, though. So I think that that's the difference.
Right. I mean, he went there. He did the job.
I don't think you were fired. I think that it's just an unfortunate accident that you laugh about.
Gosh. My first instinct would be that you were fired.
I was not fired. I actually was able to do the entire meeting over Zoom. It went well. Everybody laughed at me. The humor kind of made me more comfortable in the presentation, not having to be in front of them. It all worked out. But now they tell me I'm good at presenting, and so they want me to go on more trips and won't let me do it via Zoom.
Just keep booking wrong cities.
Right.
That'll end really quick.
I think that nobody,
I don't want to get fired.
Yeah, they're not trusting you to book your own anymore. That's it. Joe, tell us what happened at your job. We're going to guess whether or not you got fired.
So I used to work at Pep Boys. It was during inventory time, and that's the only time we used to see the district managers.
Okay.
So this one particular district manager, he just used to come off very off-putting to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. He made some of my female coworkers cry and everything, and it was annoying being around him. One day, he came out of his face towards me and kind of, you know, started to berate me. And I had not so kind words, told him I had no problem beating him up.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Front of house or back of house? Are you out front where their customers are, or are you in the back in the garage?
Oh, no, we were out front.
On the floor. Yeah. I'm going to say you got, you know what? I'm going to say you didn't get fired because he probably was so worried about losing his job knowing that he already had like so many people that hated him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say you were safe in this situation.
Yeah, it's hard to deal with a mutiny, right? It's hard to explain one too. Like somebody above you is probably going to investigate. You didn't get fired. You got a talking to, maybe a writing up.
No, I didn't get fired, and my actual manager, once the district manager left, actually started laughing.
So they knew the district manager was no good.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, that's good. Huh. Congratulations on keeping your job after making a physical threat.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's something we should be applauding, but here we are.
But here we are, right. Yeah, We've arrived at this place, right? Yeah.
He made the women cry. Once you said that, nothing you could have said that would have made me stop applauding you.
That's
so.
Right.
Congratulations.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.